Waffle Stomping, episode.
I guess I better fucking correct myself because I don't like to be that fucking guy. And since I was fucking informed of the last blackout episode we did about the fucking Titanic Titan fucking submarine, apparently I was wrong. I shouldn't listen to fucking people that work in a fucking factory. I shouldn't be getting my facts from people that work in a factory. They know fucking nothing, apparently. Minus my good boy Kenny, who fucking went out of his way to fucking send me a fucking YouTube video and like a little fucking little picture of how fucking everything is on the Titan sub. I'm like, all right, Kenny, I'll correct myself. There was a window, so fuck you. but there was also a screen that they had inside because like there.
I saw the screen.
Yeah, if there was too much sediment buildup and shit like that, then they would have to look through the screen. Like fuck, whatever. Fuck you. I drank a 26er of Jameson Irish whiskey. Like fuck you guys. But thank you for the correction. But fuck you guys.
They wouldn't have saw anything anyway through that fucking window because all their lights would have been out.
Yeah, and communication was lost. And apparently, like, as soon as they lost communication, that's when they figured the implosion happened. So
it makes the most sense, right?
Yeah. So. But like, fuck that shit. Like, dude, they're like literally spreading so many rumors like online. Like, they're like now they're saying that they found body parts by like the wreckage, and then like other people are like, that's impossible, like there wouldn't be body parts. And I was like I don't know what to fucking believe anymore.
I don't know either. Would there be bones? Like would bones just disappear? Like,
I don't know what sea creatures are on the bottom of that fucking, you know, I don't know what's down there. So I don't know if there's crabs or I don't know.
There's some kind of really tiny like insect crab or something that eats metal, because I remember they were saying that the Titanic is going to be gone in like 200 years because of some, what is it, algae or some sort of natural, like, I don't know if it's an insect, but something is eating the fucking metal.
Well, whatever's eating the metal and the fucking goddamn all those billionaires in that sub, they can all still suck my fucking dick. Fuck them, they fucked around and found out. Oh, dude, it hurts. Yeah, I guess I should say, me and Christy are both kind of sick. We either have like a fucking mean cold or we have AIDS. I don't know which it is, but I'm gonna go with fucking. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking say it's a cough, not AIDS, because who needs that? But fuck no, I thought I'd get the correction out, get that out in the open and whatnot, and fucking, you know, whatever. So. There. It's not, and by the way, this isn't a fucking apology. It's a fucking correction. So fuck you guys. Kenny, thank you. I love you. Moving on. Fucking, we have some pretty fucking exciting things coming up on Waffle Stomping. I'm pretty excited for this shit. Like, we usually get guests that drop in, like, I don't know, like one every fucking 15 or 20 episodes. I don't even fucking know. But like, I went on TikTok and I put on TikTok. I was like, anybody with fucked up stories, and like, if you're fucking nuts, I'm like, come on our fucking podcast and tell us the stories. And dude, I got like a bunch of fucking submissions, but I'm like, I narrowed it down to about three or four guys. And I'm like, these guys are the cream of the crop. Like they, and they're the fucking ones that I can just tell. Like the first guy that messaged me, it's like, when you can always tell a dude how the way he types. Like, I believe that, like, the way you text and the way you type, it really kind of, like, it says a lot about you. And this dude sends me a message, and he's just like, hello. And this is how I'm reading it in my head. He's like, hello. Greetings. I just wanted to tell you that I've lived a very nefarious life, and I have very many, many exploits that are criminal in nature. I was like, dude. Is this like a fucking hit, like a goddamn like English teacher messaging me? Like, what the fuck is this?
Sounds like a doctor.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm like, I've never had a dude use the word nefarious to me. I think the last time I heard that word nefarious was on like a fucking crime documentary. I was like, holy fuck. I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking send him a message. And I was like, yo, think your three best fucking stories and like write them down. And I'm like, I'll get back to you. But there was some couple fucking good ones. Like another dude messaged me. He's like, I've done 43 drugs. I'm like, I can't even name 43 drugs.
Yeah, shit, neither can I.
Like, I'm like, even with pills, I don't even think I could name like 20 types of fucking like goddamn opiates and shit. I'm like, fuck, I'm like, if that guy can name every drug he's done and it's over 20, I don't even care if it's not 43, but if it's over 20 drugs he's done, we're going to have a good fucking time talking to that fucking guy.
That guy's coming on for sure. We got I want him to say what all 43 of those drugs are. Yeah. List them off.
Maybe it was like 23 and it just fucking auto-corrected or something. But either way, it sounds interesting. And it's like, so we got these two fucked up guys and like you know, the drugs and like crime. And then like, I thought like, I had this guy, he's like California fucking, looks like he's like body, like in the fucking bodybuilding and shit. Like he looks like a bro, like a college bro.
Like a jock?
Yeah, like a jock kind of. But like, I always love those. Like most of my friends are jocks. Like mine is your little bitch ass. Like most of my friends are big. I'm sorry, you're a bitch. You were really good at high jump in high school. Good for you though, fag.
Yeah, I was. I won. Fuck you.
Yeah, you're a fag. But anyways.
Go fuck your mother.
But yeah, so then like I got him and like he'll have like, dude, he'll have some good fucking stories and we'll see. He said he's got some good ones in the vault. So.
Oh yeah, those college boy types, they got some good shit.
Oh, fucking right. Like fucking like 10 women in one fucking dorm room. Like fucking something, right?
And then we got maybe he knows about some orgies or something.
Yeah, and then we got another guy, fucking fellow Canadian. He's from Prince Edward Island. I'm like, I want to get this guy on. He's like, he embodies Canada. Like every time he does these little like clips on YouTube, and it's basically just almost like mini motivation videos, but they're like for like Canadian drunks, just like us. Like he'll go on and just be like. And I can't even do his accent because he has the best Canadian accent. But he'll be like, how are you, folks? Just so you know, it's the weekend. And if you're going to get fucked up, make sure you get fucked up hard. Like, dude, he's just so Canadian. Like, it's fucking awesome. I'm like, dude, if you come on, I'm like, I'll fucking throw you a fucking Red Bill. And a Red Bill is in Canada is $50 just for our American fucking listeners. It's like, dude, I'll pay you $50 for 1 hour of your time. I'm like, that's the same rate as a hooker. He's like, dude, I'm down. I'm like, all right, sweet. We'll figure it out. So looking forward to that motherfucker. And then we got the super fan. I've talked about him before, like fucking Devin. He's from fucking Kansas. And he's got like, he told me this story about like his haunted house that he lived in. And it's like, fucked. And it's like, most people have like, oh, my house was haunted. I heard fucking people walking up the stairs. No, this dude like legit had like, paranormal investigators in his house. He had like demonologists and like a priest and shit. Like this dude, his house was like full exorcist shit.
All right, well, so, that guy is definitely coming on. We need to have a good ghost episode.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I got some other ones in the vault, so we're definitely gonna do another ghost episode. But for all of that though, like I'm fucking pretty excited. Like we got some pretty good fucking guests lined up, so it's gonna be fucking good. I'm fucking pretty fucking excited.
Yeah, man, that's dope. That's so sick. Yo, Pride Month. Pride Month is almost over, huh?
It is. So now we can stop fucking pretending like it's normal. Is that it? We only have to pretend for a month, right?
I just can't believe it's a whole month. It's like, it's not a week. It's not a day. It's a fucking month.
Dude, they gave black people a month and they were fucking enslaved. They had the worst shit in the world and they gave them only a month. They should give black people like fucking 6 months. And then the fucking
Give them a year every 10 years.
Dude, they should just, yeah, they like, we should just not let it go. We should be like, yeah, we fucked up. We fucked up so bad. Sorry about that shit. We really am sorry. But the fucking LGBTQZLMNOP can suck a fucking dick. And I'm fucking, dude, and like, dude. I shouldn't say that, but what?
I just want to say, I don't know why, but for some reason this month I've just been noticing a lot more dudes eating bananas than usual. I just like
fuck.
Like I'll just be like driving to work and I see like a dude walking down the street just peeling back a fucking old beige dick and I'm just like, oh my god. It's it's fucking Pride.
It's Pride, Pride Month. They're fucking getting in the spirit of things. Yeah, like
bananas are 50% off on Pride Month, I guess.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure they probably shove a lot of different things up their ass. But either fucking way, I'm fucking glad that the fucking month is over, and I'm glad they're taking down all the fucking flags. And by the way, I'm not a bigot. So, like, let's just not get things twisted on this. I'm not a bigot. I don't hate gay people. I just fucking think this whole fucking look at me thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love midget porn. I can't get away from the midget porn. It's got its fucking claws sunk into my fucking back. I can't get away from it. And do I get a month for my midget porn? I take a fucking week. You give me a week. You give me a week in fucking, say, September, maybe October when there's no other Halloween. What the fuck? Give me fucking October and give me the beginning of October. Give me a week. Midget porn week. Everybody, midget porn. Dude, no, they're just not gonna fuck. They're not gonna fucking do that. But why? Because I like midget porn, and I like why? We can fucking do all this shit with like motherfuckers dressing up, pretending to be dudes. Well, they feel like a dude, so shut the fuck up.
Like, just wait. Just wait another like 30 or 50 years that we're gonna have like a month. All the months are gonna be taken up because each month is gonna be for something else.
Oh, like, dude, yeah. I swear to God, in 10 years or something, they'll be like, 20 years ago, the Titan sub made an exploring fucking. They're gonna make it this big thing. I know it. Like when we're like old as shit, and like our fucking kids are around, they're gonna be like, Dad, where were you in like the Titan sub? Like, were you watching the TV? Like, actually, I was telling all those billionaires to suck my fucking dick on the bottom of the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, Dad? Let me tell you about a little podcast I used to have called Waffle Stomping.
And they'll be like, Grandpa's crazy. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about anymore.
Like, what the fuck is a podcast? Like, at that time, it's all like virtual reality shit. Like, you're in the studio with Joe Rogan and like VR headsets and shit.
Oh, who knows what the future's gonna entail?
Man. Oh, the future's gonna suck dick. Fuck it. God damn it. But
nobody's gonna even communicate at all with each other in person. It's all gonna be virtual.
We're all gonna be living in the ocean because I got like all the fucking wildfires in Canada. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. There's 420 wildfires in Canada. That's what I heard on the radio.
Convenient number, 420.
I know, right? Because all the burning trees.
All those Cypress Hill songs are coming true, for fuck's sakes. God,
the burning
damn.
Trees, the burning grass. It's like, it's so fucking awesome.
Dude, it just bothers me, though. Like, I know there's conspiracy theories about everything. Like, there's literally conspiracy theories about the fucking Titan sub and all that shit. Whatever. I'm not stupid enough or naive enough or even interested enough to fucking listen to any of this shit. But, like, hearing guys at work talk about fucking how, like, yeah, they set the wildfires on purpose. Like, why? Why'd they set the fires? To keep everyone in their house so they won't go out and vote for fucking Trudeau. I'm like, oh,
that's a stretch.
I'm like, Jesus Christ on the cross. I'm like, are you fucking, you guys are really, like, I hate that shit. And, like, I fucking started, like, kind of shooting the shit with this one guy at work. And, me and him love trading memes, and I love my Waffle Stomping podcast on Instagram is the best meme page ever.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's got, and like I've said it before, it's got a little bit of hate forever, and it hates the whites, it hates the blacks, it hates the Jews, it hates the it hates every walk of life.
It's
and that's how it should be. We should fucking hate everybody equally. And that at Waffle Stomping, I think that's something. I think that should be our kind of our mantra. Like, we don't hate one person, we hate every motherfucking person. Like, that's just it. So give in with that shit though, like, god damn it. Like, they talk about, they're like, yeah, fucking, you know, like this is happening in politics, and it's, I was just like, we never talk about politics on Waffle Stomping for a fucking reason, because I consider myself a nihilist, and a nihilist is basically somebody that doesn't give a fuck about anything that they can't control. And I think that's a good attitude. My vote's not gonna count. My bitching about fucking Trump or Pierre Trudeau or anybody, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter because it doesn't do anything. So why waste energy? I don't get it. But these fucking guys at work, like, oh yeah, like, did you see the helicopter footage of that helicopter dropping fire in the fucking forest? I'm like, yeah. Do you know how they stop forest fires? Like, with water? No, you fucking idiots. They fucking stop it by, it's called a controlled burn. They fucking start a fucking fire where the wind is going, and then the fires meet and burn each other out. That's how you stop forest fires. They've been doing it for about fucking 100 years now. Like, for fuck's sakes. And they're like, no, like, that's footage of them starting the fire. Like, are you serious? You really think a helicopter isn't going to see another helicopter with a news crew or a drone? They're not going to see that and be like, hey, there's a drone or a helicopter. Let's drop this fire in the forest. Like Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I fucking can't handle it. Like, fuck it. It is what it is. But it really sucks that I can't go outside and play golf because it's smoke. It's fucking literally smoky in the sky. And we're, like, so far away from them. It's fucked.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I live in a town that, it's basically like a tourist beach town. So everybody burns fires all the time. You smell the campfires all the time in the summertime. But this shit has a different smell to it. This shit is like, it's like musky. Like, it hits you instantly when you like breathe it in.
Yeah.
Like,
the one thing I noticed is when I wake up, like I'm on my day shift this week, eh? And when I come outside in the morning, and you know how, like, the temperatures change? Like, it's starting to get warm, and then there's, like, that fog. Like, it's almost like a mist above the ground.
Yeah,
dude, I've been noticing that mist is higher now. It's like 15 or 20 feet off the ground. And I'm like, what the fuck is that about? And then I was, like, driving to work, and they were talking about it on the radio. It's, like, all, like, the pressure changes or whatever the fuck the smoke is doing. It's fucking with shit. I was like, God damn, like maybe those fucking fires are fucking on their way here.
Yeah. Shit. I don't even know the long-term effects of that shit, but I'm sure it's like not good for the lungs at all.
Yeah, I could really give a flying fuck. Like I say, anything I can't control, I don't give a fuck about. But fuck it. What have you been saying, bud? Anything exciting up in fucking the Hills Have Eyes area?
Oh, let's see. How did my week go? Oh, I ran into this guy at a crosswalk. Okay, so I was driving my car, and I came to this crosswalk stoplight, right? I was turning left, and this guy had a bike, and he was walking it across the crosswalk, and he looked like he was, like, 58. He had, like, gray in his beard and stuff like that, and he looked like a normal, like, dude. Anyway, he gets in front of my car, and he just stops. And then with his bike, and he looks over at me right in the eyes, and he's like, fuck you, fuck your car. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he just kept walking, and there was a lane next to me, right, with a red car. And he stopped in front of that car, and he's like, fuck your car too, and fuck you. And I was like, holy shit. And then he went up to the crossing guard, and we're all just like watching this guy. I'm looking over at the guy in the red car. He's like totally like fixed on this dude. And we're watching this guy. He goes up to the dude with the vest on, and he's like, fuck your vest.
fuck your safety, you piece of shit. Whoa, I'm just trying to get kids across the crosswalk here. Fuck you.
Oh, I was just like, does this guy have Tourette's or what the fuck is going
on? No, that's mental health 100. Like,
oh, dude. I couldn't even believe it because it came out of nowhere. And I was like, what in the hell? I was like, instantly, I'm just like, this is perfect for the podcast.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, like, people are fucking nuts, man. I had a fucking buddy, and he was, I fucking told a story about him fucking a while ago, but really nice guy, but he just fucking cannot date normal girls. And he's a normal dude. He's like an electrician, fucking really good dude, but he just picks the worst broads. And he told me this fucked up story, and this is like mental health related. So he's dating this fucking broad. He's our age. He's 38. And then fucking this chick, I think, is 34. And she has a 14-year-old daughter. And he's been dating her for a year. Like, almost to the day. Almost, like, to, like, last Tuesday to the day. And so he fucking, I'm shooting the shit with him. He's like, can I give you a call? Like, yeah, whatever. He gives me a call. And he's like, I got to tell you some shit. He's like, tell me if I'm fucking wrong. I'm like, all right. He's like, so fucking basically, you know, I'm dating this chick, 14-year-old daughter. I was like, yeah, how's that going? He's like, well, fuck, I broke up with the broad today. And I was like, oh, fuck, man, I'm sorry. Like, whatever. He's like, no, I broke up with her because of the 14-year-old. I was like, oh, fuck, what happened? He's like, the 14-year-old is fucked in the head. Like, severe, severe, like, mental health, like, just crazy shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm like, are you going to tell me some stories? And he's like, you're fucking right, I am. I'm like, I got all fucking giddy. I'm like, woo, tell me, bud. Nice. So he's like, so basically it started a year ago when she stole my car and she fucking smashed it into a pole. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I don't keep contact with this guy very hardcore. So I was like, what were you driving? He's like, oh, dude. He's like, it was a fucking brand new fucking Dodge Ram. Fucking, he's like, it was a $70,000 truck. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she smashed it. It was a write-off, but I couldn't put it through insurance because if I would have put it through insurance wanted the cops to charge her, but I refused to charge her. So I was like, oh, fuck, eh? He's like, yeah, so basically that I'm still paying for that $70,000 vehicle. And he's like, now I'm driving a fucking 2009 fucking Honda Civic. Oh. And like, dude, this guy makes like $65 an hour. Like, this guy makes serious money. And I was like, holy fuck, bro. And I was like, all right, like, well, fuck, like, what else? He's like, well, fuck, so she did that. Like, everything was cool. And he's like, everything was fine for like 5-6 months. He's like, actually, he's like, it's fucked. Like, I moved in with this broad. Like, we actually got a place together and like moved in or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, that's fucking weird, but all right. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, he's like, I was working doing electrician shit. And he's like, I was making like 65 an hour. But he's like, on the weekends, he's like, I was doing side gigs and doing side jobs, like illegally, basically. And he was like, he's doing shit illegally. But he's like, I was making like literally like in a weekend, like $1,500. He's like, I was making serious bank. I was like, man, that's sick. He's like, yeah, I was putting the money towards paying off like the truck or to get us like a house and stuff. So I was like, oh man, that's really sick. He's like, yeah, I had 12 grand saved up. And he's like, I had it in a fucking safe in my toolbox. And I was like, oh no. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, fucking one day I woke up, fucking I had a bad feeling, went downstairs, fucking like my fucking, like I guess the door like on his fucking like toolbox was pried open, like pried open with a crowbar. And then fucking, like, I guess, like, he had the 12 grand in, like, a safe, and the whole safe was gone. It was, like, a little miniature safe. And they fucking took the whole safe, and he's, like, called the cops, da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, it's, like, gets a phone call from his girlfriend. She's, like, yeah, like, my fucking daughter is in fucking Hamilton, and she's with this 19-year-old dude. I was, like, what the fuck? He's, like, yeah, man, like, she, like, took my money. And like, she was either with the guy because it, like, he's like, it must have, somebody must have had some power to pry open that toolbox. I was like, holy fuck. So he's like, yeah, she's 14 with a 19-year-old, stole 12 fucking grand off me, and then went to fucking like Hamilton and then to Toronto and blew all the money. I was like, I'm like, how do you blow 12 grand? And he's just like, bro, he's like, do you know what Louis Vuitton is? And I was like, shut the fuck up. He's like, oh yeah, dude. He's like, her and this fucking guy went on a fucking shopping trip at the Eaton Center in Louis, but they spent fucking $12,000 on just shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I'm like, I would have like went to my girlfriend. I would have been like, your daughter is going to spend 5 minutes with me. And then I would have fucking taken her and shoved my fist right up her fucking asshole. And I would have fucking played her like a fucking puppet until I got my 12 grand of satisfaction back. Like, fuck that. Like, there would be a serious issue, right? And he's just like, yeah, man, like, it is what it is. I was like, fuck, dude, that's crazy. I was like, so what else happened? He's like, well, he's like, it finally ended. He's like, this week, he's like, on fucking Tuesday, she's like, she stole my car, and she fucking rolled the car going to Hamilton. Then she hitchhiked in the Hamilton, went to this guy's house. They still can't figure out who the guy is because this 14-year-old is talking to him through a secret app that the cops can't figure out.
Huh.
Isn't that fucked?
That's so I was fucked, like, because he's a bit of a pedophile.
Yeah, he's a fucking pedophile. He's 19 fucking around the 14-year-old. Like, he definitely, yeah, the cops are trying to get him for, like, since she fucking rolled the first car, or she smashed the first truck. So I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, well, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, she rolled it, hitchhiked into Hamilton. I guess the cops found her downtown. She was all bloody. And she was walking downtown. The cops were like, what the fuck did you do? And she's like, nothing. And she ran. And the cops were like, why are you running? And they just arrested her and took her in. And then, like, the fucking guy, they called because, like, this guy, he didn't even, like, he knew his car was gone, but he didn't know if his wife took it and shit. So then the cops called him up. They're like, yeah, we have your daughter and your car's destroyed. And he's just like, fuck you, Charger. And they're like, we're going to charge her with a lot of things. He's like, I don't give a fuck, Charger. Charger with everything. I'm getting my fucking money from that car, from insurance. Dude, they charged her with, like, fucking 4 or 5 different things. Her life is fucked.
Yeah.
And, like, on top of that, like, he broke up with her mom. So now her mom's all devastated. Like, he actually left. He left on the Tuesday, took all his shit and moved out. And he's like, do you know how fucking fucked up it is that you gotta, like, I had to take a cab. And, like, I had to rent a U-Haul, but I had to take a cab to the U-Haul place to get a fucking, to rent a U-Haul to come back and get my shit because I don't have a vehicle.
Oh, I was good, like, for him, man.
I was like, dude, yeah. I'm like, you get away from that shit because next thing you know, that bitch is going to be killing you in your sleep or something. Yeah, like, yeah. Kids are fucked. I'm like, I swear to God, like, kids are progressively getting way worse. And it's not like us when we were kids where we could, like, you know, we went around egging houses and playing Nicky Nicky Nine Door. No, fucking 14-year-olds.
Stealing gnomes, yeah.
Yeah, 14-year-olds are stealing fucking 12 Gs and smashing motherfucking vehicles up. Like, holy fuck.
A 14-year-old behind the wheel trashing 2 cars.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, but I'm good on him for, like I said, he put a stance up, so good on him.
That's, yeah, you gotta get out of that toxic shit. That's really fucked. That, you're right, man. That girl is gonna stab him in his sleep.
Yeah, mental health, bro. Like, and that's the thing. If something smells like fucking, something smells a little shitty, you know, shit's about to go down. So get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, there's shit in the air. Everybody. Yeah, bud. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Please check us out on TikTok, Instagram, and on Twitter. Waffle Stomping Podcast. Keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.